You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Anglo American Platinum decided to surprise the markets with a more than 50 rand special dividend to shareholders as part of a decision to move ahead with the unbundling from the Anglo American Group. That is the definition of a special dividend, more than 50 rand a share. Our editor at MoneyWeb caught up with the CEO of Amplats a little earlier on, Craig Miller, to take a look at this and some of the other developments within the business. Let's listen in on how that conversation went.
Anglo American Platinum is the largest single producer of platinum group metals in the world. It employs more than 30,000 employees and it operates 5 mines in the Bushveld complex and 1 in Zimbabwe. Anglo American currently owns about 67% of the company and is in the process of demerging its interest. And this process is well on its way, and Anglo's announced today that it will retain around 20% of the business. Amplats today also announced financial results. It was for the 2024 financial year, and the big announcement was that the company will return 16.5 billion rand to shareholders in the form of a normal and special dividend, and it amounts to 62 rand a share. Craig Miller is on the line. He's the chief executive. Craig, thank you so much for your time. Let's start with this dividend. It's a significant amount. What is the thinking of paying such a massive special dividend shortly before a demerger?
Yes, so as you've pointed out, we are in the process of demerging from the Anglo American Group. And part of that demerger process is really setting ourselves up for a sustainable long-term future as an independent PGM producer. And one of the work streams, in addition to many others, in terms of preparing for that standalone company, is an opportunity for us to relook at our balance sheet. And part of that work that we've done on the balance sheet is during the last 12 months, we've worked hard to reset the business to make it fit for purpose and sustainable into the future. And we finished the year with about 18 billion rand on our balance sheet. And then, as I said, in terms of anticipating the demerger in the middle of the year, we've taken this opportunity to reset that and look to distribute 16.5 billion rand to shareholders and to all shareholders in the coming months. And effectively what that is a 3 rand per share ordinary dividend, which is based on 40% of our earnings, and a 59 rand special dividend or additional cash dividend to shareholders, which we will also pay out. And then that sort of really then puts us on a pro forma basis to be in a cash neutral position. And therefore, we look forward to the future being able to continue to drive value from the world-class asset base that we have in the PGM space.
But if you have 18 billion rand cash in the bank and you give 16.5 billion to shareholders, including 11 billion to parent company Anglo American, that will leave your balance sheet in a significantly worse position than it would have been if you didn't pay this dividend. So, you know, what's the reasoning? Is it just extracting value from Anglo American side?
Look, as I said, going through the demerger process, it's quite typical for companies to have a look at their balance sheet on demerger. And this has been our opportunity to reset that balance sheet. And as a consequence of that, that's the dividend that we've declared today. I think, you know, from our perspective, Rake, I mean, we look forward. All of our assets are generating cash, even at the current PGM levels. And when we look forward, we're confident that we'll be able to continue to invest in the business, really extracting value from the likes of our Mogalakwena asset, continuing to extract value from our downstream processing assets. And when we look forward and we look at other companies which are standalone entities, they do have a level of debt on their balance sheet. And we're comfortable that we'll be able to trade at below 1x net debt to EBITDA through the commodity price cycle.
What would the strategy be post this demerger? Because a nice cash balance would have opened up opportunities for acquisitions. And now what you're saying is maybe it will be more an economic growth strategy.
Certainly. I mean, I think for us, when we've worked on our strategy as that independent company, a key focus for us is really investing back into the portfolio of assets that we have. You know, we have some of the best PGM assets in the industry. And you just look at our Mogalakwena mine, which is an 80-year mine. We certainly believe that there is plenty of value that we can extract from that. And that's where our focus will be. We're a PGM producer. We do that well. We can do that better and extract more value. And that's where our focus is. And we believe that we've got the requisite capital and funding to be able to support that strategy without necessarily going out and doing M&A and purchasing assets that we've previously held in the portfolio.
Post the demerger, who will be the largest shareholder in Anglo American Platinum?
So based on the announcement that we made today, I anticipate that Anglo American will still retain a 19.9% stake. So that will probably be one of the higher stakes that we have. But I imagine that they will look to reduce their stake in due course. And that's quite typical of what you see when parent companies demerge their subsidiaries. And then we'll have a plethora of other shareholders based both here in South Africa and shareholders in Europe, in the UK, and in North America as well.
And the timeline for this corporate action or transaction or demerger, as you call it, when will everything be done and you have listed offshore and it's a standalone company?
We're working incredibly hard to try to complete the demerger by the middle of this year. What it does require is that we're preparing for that through the secondary listing on the London Stock Exchange. So we'll still retain our primary listing here in Johannesburg on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, but also preparing for the secondary listing on the London Stock Exchange. We're also Anglo American will seek its shareholders' approval at its AGM at the end of April to support the demerger. And once that approval has come through, then really it's all systems go to complete the demerger by the middle of the year.
Just lastly, will Amplats change its name?
Yes, that's more than likely to be the case. As part of the demerger, we will no longer retain the name Anglo American. So we're actively working on a new name for our business and really looking forward to the opportunity of being that standalone company and really creating value for all of our stakeholders, both here in South Africa and other parts of the world.
Yeah, renaming a company is always an interesting exercise. But Craig, thank you so much for your time and good luck for the next few months. I'm sure you will have many late nights.
Thank you, Ray. Thanks very much. But I really am looking forward to the middle of the year.
That was Craig Miller, the Chief Executive of Anglo American Platinum.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.